The question of the COVID vaccine rollout continues to dominate headlines right across the nation. If there is one good thing out of these really scary outbreaks, in particularly in New South Wales, but also Victoria, Melbourne area this week, it is that it has sparked people into action to get that vaccine. I'm lucky enough to have my first jab. I had Pfizer just a couple of weeks ago, the second one coming up soon. So to get a real frontline view on how that rollout is going here in our part of the world, here in Cairns, very lucky to grab him for about 5 minutes in between administering medicines and doing a great job down there at the Whole Life Pharmacy and Health Foods on P Street. I've got pharmacist Brett Christoffels on the line. Brett, how are you, mate?
Good morning, Gavin. I'm well, thank you.
Pharmacies only recently were given the green light to start administering some of these vaccines. Tell us about your experience there at Whole Life down on P Street. What type of vaccine are you administering to patients? What's the take-up been like? What sort of questions are patients asking you?
Yeah, sure, Gavin. Well, currently we're administering the AstraZeneca variety of the vaccine. It's the only one available in the pharmacy landscape at the moment. In terms of take-up, well, definitely the lockdown in Cairns a week or so ago definitely sparked action. We've only been doing it for 2 weeks. That's when we got our supplies in. And, yeah, on the first day, over 100 vaccines were done. It has dropped off slightly, but there still is a great interest, and particularly from all walks of life and all ages. Although the AstraZeneca's been recommended for the older community, there definitely has been interest from the younger community, just for the access point of view.
Yeah, so that's very interesting. I was going to ask you about that age spread that you're seeing there through the doors in the last couple of weeks since you've been giving the vaccine. So that is interesting. You are seeing people of all ages rocking up. And do people need an appointment, Brett?
We do walk-ins. We do bookings as well, but we have enough staff trained to do the inoculations that we can do walk-ins as well.
Yeah, great.
So we encourage that. We have enough stock, and the quicker we can get to our vaccine targets, the better it's going to be for everybody, I think.
Yeah, and what type of questions are people, given there has been some controversy, a lot of it unwarranted, about AstraZeneca, given the incredibly rare low risk of potential side effects, but what type of questions are people asking you and your team there for advice when they come in to get the AZ jab?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were expecting maybe a bit of pushback because we didn't have the one Pfizer to offer. However, it's been the flip side. Most people are really comfortable with AstraZeneca, I think. Had a bit of bad press earlier, but I think that's starting to move the other way. There's enough data through now and enough correct information getting out there that people realising the risk of COVID is so much greater to their health than the risk of the vaccine. And at the end of the day, once you're fully vaccinated with either vaccines, their efficacy is almost identical.
And what about that you mentioned there, you had about 100 on the first day or in those early days. What is the kind of capacity there at Whole Life? What, I mean, on a typical day, if you get some good walk-ups, what can you do in a day? Is 100 sort of a max capacity type of number?
Probably would have been. It did stretch us, but we were in lockdown at the time, so... So obviously we weren't as busy with our regular pharmacy work because people were staying home and doing a good job doing that. So people are just coming and getting vaccinated. So we have about 4 or 5 staff who can do it. So we can definitely run a clinic-style inoculation process if needed. But we haven't had that, obviously, interest in terms of 100 a day since that day.
Yes,
And obviously other pharmacies are offering as well as there's other avenues of getting the inoculation, so it doesn't matter where you go, as long as it gets done.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Well, as we go to air, Queensland's vaccination rate is around 26%. So we are the second lowest state in the nation. A bit of a concern there. In terms of what you're seeing, and if you cast your eyes a little bit further, we've heard from the federal government talking about this 70%, 80% target before things hopefully start to, or we see fewer lockdowns and less restrictions. Can you see that type of rate being reached in Australia by the end of the year?
I think it will. Obviously, this Delta variant has thrown a bit of a spanner in the works in terms of urgency. I think we had time on our side as of 3 or 4 months ago, but we don't have time on our side now. We're quite vulnerable, given what's happening down south. So I think once that message gets out that, vaccination is important, and particularly with this Delta variant, I think we have the capacity now to be able to do it, and hopefully we'll get more vaccines into the country by Pfizer and Moderna one coming through as well, that we can reach those targets, I'm pretty confident we will.
And is there a talk of pharmacies being given access to Pfizer at any point soon, or is it a storage thing?
It's not a storage. Initially, it was a storage thing, but the storage protocols have been somewhat changed. So pharmacies are capable of doing it now. It's just getting the stock now.
Great.
It's a question of, because it is quite constrained, the Pfizer vaccine.
All right. So the big message here from pharmacist Brett Christoffels down there at Whole Life Pharmacy and Health Foods on P Street is get vaccinated. You don't need an appointment. You can rock up to many, many pharmacies and get the AstraZeneca jab. And interesting to hear from you, Brett, that all ages are presenting for that AZ jab, which is really great to hear.
It is good, definitely.
Yeah. All right, fantastic. Yep. Brett, thank you so much for your time. I know you're absolutely flat out there in the pharmacy. Get back into it, and thanks for being on The King Review.
My pleasure, Gavin. Thank you.